I want a ding. Specifically, I want Daniel's ding and his wrong answer sound that he plays when they're doing the I'm like Big Betty, I can't remember anything. When they do their New York Times trivia question thing. Gosh, I'm so old. But that was when I ruled the world.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm like Big Fatty, I can't remember anything.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 38, 47. The BFO for Thursday, the 3rd of November, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some voice letters, and I'll tell you about my day. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody. Hello, last minuters. Big Betty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your last minuters. Minuters today, because y'all, I failed to mention on the two, I say Tuesday little show, that y'all, when I went out for my nipple walk two, I say Tuesday, y'all, there were even more houses that had up the gay crema decorations from when I went out on Sunday or Halloweeny morning. And so y'all, I mean, some people went, waited to the last minute to put up their stuff. So y'all, it was probably well over 240 houses that were decorated here in Fat Acres. And so I just thought I'd give you that little update. Big Fatty, we can sleep tonight knowing that we've been updated.
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fatty plays, he takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Herwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
The Pooh bumper, it's true. Y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, the Nip and I, y'all, we went and had supper with Olive. Y'all, we went to the Page's Okra Grill, and we were supposed to have two of the ladies, one moment, please. Y'all, I'm having the tangerine almond tea, which I think tastes like feet. Big Fatty? But the ladies did not come. So it was just me and the Nip and Olive. And y'all, I had something brand new. Brand new that I'd never had before. Oh, Big Fatty, you didn't get the poke chop? No, I didn't get the poke chops. Y'all, I had the Summer Solid, which was mixed greens and a grilled chicken breast and blueberries and strawberries and cucumbers and feta cheese with a balsamic vinaigrette. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And it sounds weird with all those different combinations, but y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Y'all, it was a lovely, lovely dinner. And y'all got back here to the villa, and I watched the news and the Jeopardy. Y'all, it's the Tournament of Champions, remember? What did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, I watched the sports ball. And y'all, I don't know exactly who won. The Philadelphians were winning considerably when I went to the love chamber. And open the windows again. Y'all, it was going into the upper 50s, and I said yes. So they've been opened again. Y'all slept like a baby and woke up. Oh, yo, by the way, my muscly gentleman caller was not able to come back over before I went to supper. However, he sent me textimoniums. No, he's on the Grin Doctor. Big Fatty, saying, oh, Big Fatty, oh, Big Fatty, oh, Big Fatty, I need to come back. Oh, Big Fatty, oh, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, I think he's coming over for Friday morning. So, y'all, who knows? Early morning humpity bump. Big Fatty, Miss Gail King will just have to wait. But y'all got up on hump day morning. Y'all, the newspaper did not come. I don't know what happened. I called in and they said they were going to deliver a replacement copy, which also never came. So y'all, I'm mad as a snake. Mad as a snake, I tell you. And hopefully it's a one-off, and if I don't get it tomorrow, y'all, I'm going to have to put on the orange hat. Yes, McGrady. And, but anyway, did the Wordle. Y'all, the Wordle was hard for me today for some reason. But, y'all, and I sat down and I made up a list of ailments that I wanted to talk over with my new doctor. Big Fatty, is it like Dr. Stone's new homosexual doctor? No, this is a lady. And Dr. Stone's homosexual doc, Big Fatty, he doesn't need to go to a doctor to find out if he's a homosexual or not. Well, that's what I said. But y'all, after that, went on the morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, they're already putting the lights in the bushes. I may have told you that already. but they're putting the lights in the bushes, and y'all, they're trimming the trees along the main thoroughfare leading up to the circle, because they always decorate them up and everything. And y'all, I guarantee, we will be seeing some giant snowflakes going up very, very soon. But anyway, y'all, after I got back from the nipple walk, got my share and picked up the nip, and we were off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Betty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Betty, we hear it. Yes, I do. To do on hump day. Y'all went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had several things that were on sale that I picked up. Y'all, they had the bagged solids on sale, 2 for $7. So I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, they had the matchstick carrots. You know, I put those in when I make the soup. Big Fatty, you don't need soup. It's 80 degrees here. Well, but when I am ready. Y'all, I had a coupon for these egg noodles that in the freezer case, and y'all, I couldn't find them. I was looking in the noodle aisle, but they aren't there. They're in the freezer case, and they were on sale. Plus, I had the coupon. Y'all, I picked me up a little box of the Snackette Ziploc, except it's the Von's East brand. Y'all, sometimes I just need a little tiny little Ziploc. They had the Poke skins on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all picked up some radish cowans. y'all, they had the cone checks and the rice checks. Buy one, get one free. So I picked up those. Y'all, getting close to nuts and bolts time. Y'all, they also had the blueberry morning breakfast cereal. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, the stovetop stuffing was on sale, so I got a box of that. Y'all picked up a bag of grits. We're having breakfast on Friday night. Y'all, I got me a can of crushed tomatoes, so I gonna make some Italian Mussolini spaghetti at some point. Y'all, they had the canned Del Monte fruits. I picked up some mandarin oranges and some something else. What was it? It was the citrus solid. Picked up a can of each of those. They will buy one, get one free. Picked up a dozen eggs. Y'all, I needed to get some cleaner. I got a little bit of it's not mold, it's mildew on my swing on the back porch, and I want to get that off before I put the paint down, the primer coat down. Y'all, they had the it was buy one get one free. Y'all, they had the beef cube steak on sale, so I got a package of that. Y'all, they had the good Stufa's shit on a shingle of the cream chip beef, $3 for $10. So I got that. And y'all picked up some country ham. Big Fatty, it was not spelled Big Fatty, you ran out of music. I did. It was not spelled C-U-N-T. And y'all, then I had a coupon for the Sargento Creamery version of shredded cheese. I had a coupon for that, and it was buy one, get one free, so I picked up one bag of that. Big Fatty Lurie Warbucks will be extremely happy. Y'all, I spent $67.15, but I saved $32.80. Yes, Big Fatty, use those savings to buy some longer music. And y'all, I might just mention that with the tax, it was $69 exactly. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. Y'all got home and put away my provisions. The Nip left his cellular telephonic device in Ruby Red, so I knew he'd be coming down, and he did. He went and voted. Y'all, he went and... early voting. He just knew there was going to be long lines. Not a single person in line. I told him I know he was disappointed. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be pretty.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shire Yeti. How are you doing?
Doing great, you?
I'm just sending a message to update you as to what I've been up to.
Okay.
I went back to my parents.
Yes.
About a week or so ago.
Yes.
We didn't go that far. We went to the golf course for lunch.
Yes, the golf course.
Went to the garden centre for a cacti. I did masses for recording, but I forgot to record you a message. So I'm having to update you now.
Well, you puttering
Dealey's
around.
Dealey's here. Dealey the cat is here, sitting very quietly.
Yes.
Aren't you, Deals?
Yes.
Not going to say anything. Okay.
No.
What else has happened? I'm supposed to be going to the doctors today to have blood tests. Some of them are just my annual blood tests.
Your annual visit to the vampire. fire.
Do I have diabetes?
Oh, do you?
How's my blood pressure?
Yes.
Et cetera.
Yes.
And I was also supposed to be having a blood test.
I need it
to see whether I have rheumatism or arthritis or whatever it might be, which might explain why I don't get about so well anymore.
Oh.
So yeah, then I'm going down to Kent for a week.
Oh yes.
My friend Harry's coming for a few of the days.
Yes. Oh, Harry Kent.
So we'll do recording and. It's in a nice country house with a garden and
self-catering.
Hopefully I can do some walking if I want to.
Oh, yes.
Or otherwise I cannot.
Rheumatism.
Yeah, I just have to see how I feel on the day.
Yes.
Don't think we've got rail strikes when I'm supposed to be travelling, which is a relief. Because, of course, there are rail strikes going on at the moment.
Oh.
I've had to sort of plan everything around them.
Yes.
Poor old me.
Okay.
And there's also postal strikes coming up.
Oh, yes.
So poor little Dealey won't get his birthday cards when it's his birthday.
Oh, yeah,
I think there's postal strikes on my birthday in November as well.
Yeah, so we have terrible.
I probably won't get my birthday cards until afterwards either.
Ours aren't on strike.
It's a personal attack on me, deals. And you.
It's
these postmen, they don't like us, do they?
It's not.
These rail strike people.
It's no better here.
Yes.
Yes.
I wish when they striked, they could do something that hurt their bosses rather than their customers.
Oh, no,
that's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Enough politics. Yep. I've been rabbiting on for ages, so I better go.
Yes.
You take care.
Thank you.
And I hope all is well with you. All right.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye for now. Bye, Poodle. Bye-bye.
Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I'm sorry to hear you've got the rheumatism. The arthritis, as my mother would call it, because in the cold weather, I know that the rheumatism and the arthritis, they are just enhanced, I tell you. But, anyway, get your blood test done, how appropriate you were getting it done right around the Halloweeny and Big Fatty, and, thank you for calling.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Scotty, your Aussie Battler here. And this message is to you and also all of your dear listeners and Pride 48 people that sent me kind wishes regarding the passing of my darling Alan. I just want you all to know that I really appreciated it. Thank you.
Y'all, that, of course, is Scotty the Little Aussie Battler. And, Scotty, thank you so much for that call. I know you're still grieving, and I think we could hear that in your emotional thanks to everyone. And days will get better, and it's good to miss Alan, because if you didn't miss Alan, then think how terrible that would have felt. But anyway, I'm sure Roxy misses Alan too, but Roxy probably enjoys getting a little more attention nowadays too. So share more love with Roxy, and you take care of yourself. It's not easy, and just know we're all out here, and we're all here for you, and feel better soon. Oh. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, wanted to share a little thing. Mrs. Lauren, y'all, she showed me, sent me a picture. And y'all, it was her and Big Ricky and Sarah Davis and Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo, and Jumbos. And y'all, it was just a memory lane picture. And y'all, I couldn't have been. There's somebody else in there too. I didn't know who that was. But Archer, what did you think? Did you see that little picture?
I'm like Big Fatty. I can't remember anything.
Oh, well, Big Fatty remembers seeing the picture. It was lovely. Just lovely.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.